conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He is fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and of course, this is the Culture Wars. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, everyone is anticipating, everyone is getting ready for this Thursday. And there's so much discussions going around this Thursday. You know, this debate that's going to happen here on LFA, we're going to be streaming it live, right? We're going to do commentary while we're streaming it live. But CNN is trying to prevent everyone from being able to see it unless you go to CNN. CNN wants every single view unless they give you the capability of showing it elsewhere. I think one other place, I think they said Fox News was going to stream it live too, right? I think they were going to send a feed to Fox News, if I'm not mistaken, right? They're going to send a feed to Fox News. But the rest of us, if you're on ScrewTube, if you're on Fascist Book, right, they don't want you to stream it. And if you... The next day, if you show a clip longer than, I think that it's been reported, longer than 3 minutes, then they're going to hit you with a copyright strike. I'm willing to bet if you did a video 2 minutes and 90, and what is it, and 59 seconds, they will hit you with a copyright strike because it's close enough. I think they'll hit everybody they can because they want to be able to control the narrative that comes out on this debate this Thursday. I mean, it's going to be the most anticipated, most watched debate in American history, in my opinion. Why? Because you're going to have people all across the planet watching this debate. I mean, it's going to be huge, I tell you. But you already know this. You already know this. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. But first of all, I want to talk about this whole thing with Snoops. You know, this whole thing with Snoops, one of the government, state media, fake fact checkers, right? I want to talk about that as well. Talk about, you know, a number of things, how they're acting, how they're wanting to do with the American people. And I think now it's still not too late to cause major problems before this Thursday. You understand what I'm telling you? It's still not too late. They still have the opportunity to cause some kind of catastrophic event to take place and even call it a natural disaster. There's still time for them to do that before this Thursday. I mean, think about it. Today's Tuesday. They could do something today. They could do something tomorrow. They can even do something Thursday morning. We've seen it multiple times already how they've destroyed the communication, broke down the communication, how they caused major issues across the country. We've seen that happen already. It's no secret that they're wanting to disrupt. Now, there's actually a report. There's actually a report that came out with President Trump when he was asked about this, doing this debate. They were just under the impression that he wasn't going to do it. They put out all of these things and say, oh, he's most definitely not going to agree to this. So we'll just go ahead and put out there. And we know that he's going to turn it down. Well, President Trump called their bluff. But like I said, we've seen communication breakdown. We've seen AT&T have issues. We've seen Verizon have issues. We've seen these multimedia companies break down their communication. And all for what? Because they don't want certain information to go out. I'm even subject to believe that ScrewTube, particular channels, Rumble, all the Rumble channels, are going to have major issues come Thursday. The hackers are going to do everything they can to try to prevent everybody from seeing it. ISPs, they're going to be getting attacked, everything. I want to talk about something because the communication is very important. And I mentioned it to y'all before. You know, I have a satellite phone. And this satellite phone is, for me, is like, I consider it like a piece of security, insurance. I consider it like a lifeline. I consider being able to, you know, consider being able to talk to family members, friends, when the stupid stuff hits the fan, because we all can agree here that at some point it's going to hit the fan. We all know that it's going to hit the fan at some point. So let's have this discussion really quick about this, because I think it's really important. We're going to bring on my guest, which is Chris Hoare. He is originally from England. He's originally from England. And has been a citizen of the U.S. for 30 years. He has worked in the satellite communications for nearly 20 years and is the founding partner of the company that has become known as Satellite Phone Store. Sir Chris, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, sir. Thank you very much for having me on.
Yes. Can I call you Sir Chris? I think it's like appropriate, right?
The Queen never got around to it, but, you know, I think it's valid.
I love it. I love it. So, you know, you've been in America for 30 years, and I'm pretty sure just like you and many of us, we've seen this country gradually become more of like a communistic nation with all of the tyranny that they're pushing, with all of the control that they want. How far off am I to believe that something could still possibly happen from this very second up until the debate just this week? How far off am I from that?
Not at all. I mean, already this year, we've seen three major outages affecting tens of millions of American cell phones across the country, leaving them without cell phone service and 911 service. And look, whether these issues are internal, as some of the carriers claim, software upgrades and so on, or whether they're, you know, concerted attacks from bad foreign state actors, you're very right to be concerned about this. You know, these cell phone networks are very vulnerable. You know, towers can be taken out easily by hackers, as they prove time and time again. They've also hit the electric grid, right? So all utilities have been, you know, in trouble. So you're not far off at all.
Yeah. You know, even our water systems have been under threat here in the United States of America, specifically from China, right? We know about China already. But when it comes to communication is key. And I've been saying this for at least the last 6 months, because I pay attention to what they're doing. Communication being key, and we're going into an extremely important presidential election here in the United States of America. It is quite possible, right, that something could happen. If they don't do anything before this debate, maybe just possibly before the next debate, because there's supposedly going to be two debates. After President Trump blows him out the water on this one, You know, everyone is going to notice that Joe Biden's on drugs, what have you. Either if it doesn't happen this one, I suspect that they'll probably do it during the next debate. But most definitely, I truly believe that they're going to do something just terrible to this country before the election gets here. And with communication being broke down, it's not going to be at that point. If something terrible happens, no one's really going to really be too concerned about their votes, because they're going to be more concerned about their lives. They're going to be more concerned about communicating with their loved ones. And having a satellite phone, which a lot of people still, to me, haven't really grasped the whole concept of being able to communicate with family members, or not being able to communicate with family members when the entire grid goes down. They haven't grasped it because, okay, we've had an outage, you know, 24 hours, maybe some people 48 hours, maybe some a little bit longer, week at the longest, you know, for the most part. But eventually it comes back. Everyone is like, well, it eventually comes back. If it's terrible like I think it is, it could be months before communication comes back, correct? So what would they do without the satellite phone?
I mean, look, there's really nothing else you can do. You might have shortwave radio, you know, which would be helpful in some places. But no, without the sat phones, you're dead in the water, literally. This is why FEMA, you know, the U.S. military, they all rely on these same phones. And people could check this out at sat123.com. That's sat123.com, by the way. And you can see the phones. And these phones normally will cost up to $2,000, but we have them for free with activation. So you have a huge saving right off the bat with that. But these phones work anywhere that you can see the sky. Only 7% of this country is covered by cell phone service. The rest has no service of any kind. That's on a good day. So these things really are invaluable, and they are life-saving devices.
You know what? We talked about it before, the story about how in Hawaii, when they had that major fire and communication was, you know, destroyed because of the fire, one person with a satellite phone was able to help thousands of people make phone calls and able to communicate with other people. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was one of the security officers at one of the big resorts, and he diverted thousands of cars away with one sat phone. He was able to divert thousands of cars away from imminent danger or death. So that's just one phone, what one person can do. But yeah, this is life saving. If you're without communications of any kind, with the cell towers are down, the power's down, the sat phone's still going to work. It doesn't need cell towers to operate. It talks directly to the satellites in the sky.
So let me ask you this. Is there even a downside to having a satellite phone? What would be a reason for a person to say, well, I don't need one? And the reason why I asked that question, because you and I, we've had the discussion before where even Congress, all of Congress and even their interns, they purchased all of these satellite phones for them. And they did this recently. Should we be concerned that all of them purchased these satellite phones recently on the verge of going to World War III with Russia, and we see what's happening in Israel, the Middle East? Should we be concerned? Maybe just a little?
Well, I mean, take it for what it is, right? They did it for a reason, right? They are concerned that the regular forms of communication, in other words, the cell phone networks, won't be operating. So that's why they got them these sat phones. And look, I mean, the only downside is you're going to be able to save your life and help other people and receive and send communications and news to around the country, around the world, if you have one of these devices. So, no, I mean, and with the free phones we're offering at sat123.com, I mean, there's never been a better time, you know. So this will enable you to stay in touch, to be informed, and to get out of a jam if you need to.
Yeah, you know, for me, I am very happy that I have one. I'm very happy that I have one. And one thing that's really nice, too, is that you and I, we can communicate via the satellite phone, and the government can't hear it because it's satellite phone to satellite phone. It's out of the reach of the federal government. And we can also send text messages between each other without the government being able to read them. Not that I'm up to any criminal activity. I mean, there's enough of that criminal activity in the federal government. They don't need me to do any criminal activity, right? I just like the fact that I can communicate when they, because I truly believe that they're going to implement some full-on tyranny here soon. So it's just so ridiculous that we even have to even think about communication. But we do. This is our world. And it, realistically, we need to have this insurance. We need to have this insurance that we can communicate with the loved ones, insurance that we can even call 911. Maybe, you know, natural disaster, hurricane season. Uh-oh, did we lose them? Hurricane season is happening. All of that natural disaster is happening. So it is what it is. All right, everybody, we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back from this break, I want to share with you what's going on with Snoops. What's going on with the left? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. After this, nice tune of music. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50 plus UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Okay, everybody, we are back. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, let me tell you, okay, you're working on that over there. You know what? You know what? 7 years. Y'all see the thumbnail? 7 years. 7 years. President Trump was asked to comment about what happened in Charlottesville. And 7 years later, Snoops finally come back and they tell the truth. They come back and they finally tell the truth. Why do you think that they're telling the truth right before this debate? That is really amazing to me, right? It's really amazing to me that 7 years later. Hold on, stop. Just let me do it over here. Okay. After seven years, Snoops comes back and they say, well, actually, President Trump didn't actually say it. He didn't actually say that. Can we put that on the screen? Let's put this on the screen. Go ahead. This is actually from Snoops. You can split screen it here. This actually comes from Snoops. No, do the split screen for me. Yeah, there it is. Snoops, right? They actually put this out here, this statement about what they were saying about President Trump. This says, no, Trump did not call neo-Nazis and white supremacists very fine people. Actually, it should read, no, Trump did not call neo-democrat Nazis and white democrat supremacists very fine people. That's what it actually should say.
Yeah, it should say that.
I mean, it really, that's what it should say.
You know what it should also say? That every time Biden and CNN and all of them got up there and saying it, that they were telling a false story. It was not true. In fact, check them all. He should have a list there of everybody that said that.
Yeah. It should be a list of every single one. And every person all on these government state media outlets, every last one of them that was out there saying that this whole nonsense about President Trump, saying that they were fine, talking about neo-Nazis being fine people, every last one of them that were doing that, they should be held responsible. They should be held accountable for coming out there blatantly lying like that.
Yeah, you know what? Networks, they should have a policy that when this happens, as much as they said it, they should come out and do a correction, right? Or it should be blasted on the front page of their website or something, because they said it so much and so often. And it was incorrect news. It was a lie. It was fake.
Yeah.
The White House, Jean-Pierre, should take to that podium and say, we apologize every time we said that. It was not true.
Yeah, it was not true at all.
But of course, they're not going to do that. And so that's what makes their integrity in question, right? Yep. Now, every time these people report something, these are the people that constantly talked about the dossier. These are the people talked about Russia, Russia, Russia. These are the people who said the laptop was fake, right? All these instances make us question their integrity, make us question every single thing that they say, because we know now that they're lies. This is not even true.
We've been knowing that they've been lies.
We've
all of this
known
time.
It.
We've
yes.
known that all
but
this time.
But now it's
that
coming
it was
out. But now it's coming out for the greater public.
But
of course, there's always been one side.
Why do you think? And you know what? In the audience here, in the comments,
yeah.
I'm just kind of curious. I know it's kind of like a long question, but why do you think they're doing this now?
Yeah.
Why would Snopes release this information just right before the debate?
Yeah. And
because
even,
this doesn't help Joe Biden going into this debate, because Joe Biden, he was even saying the same rhetoric before. Somebody, he said, oh, he's saying it was fine people on both sides. And now his own fake fact checkers, Snopes, is coming back and saying, well, actually, President Trump never did call neo-Nazis white supremacists fine people.
Yeah, well, just like you were just saying, KM144, they just typed, they did it within the past few days. Timing is odd, right? It
yes.
is odd. Exactly what you're
but
saying.
But what's the benefit? I mean, what do y'all think? I mean, I'm trying to really, you know, I'm trying to think about it, because are they doing this because they want to hurt Joe Biden? Because this hurts Joe Biden. Joe Biden went along with the lie. All of the government state media outlets, they went along with the lie. How does this help Joe Biden? Is Snoop saying, you know what, Joe's got to go? I mean, think about it.
I mean,
think about it.
You know, that debate could get really juicy Thursday if the reporters actually were good reporters.
Trump has to, all President Trump has to do is just bring up all of the lies that they were told, even the Communist News Network, to say, you know what, you said this.
You know
can
what
you I do? Can you apologize or do a rebuttal right now and say what you said then was a lie? Because you're wanting to fact check. See, this is what it should be. You're wanting to fact check me in real time. You're going to cut off my microphone because you're probably going to want to fact check me real time. Let's fact check you right now. Even your own Snopes came out and said that it was not a lie. Are you ready to take it back? Are you ready to tell the American people, the millions, if not billions of people watching CNN right now? Because I brought the rating to you, not Joe Biden. And you know what? President Trump can say that. President Trump can literally say that I brought you the ratings. Not Joe Biden. They don't care to see Joe Biden. Joe Biden going there right now, no one's going to really care to watch. They'd get little clips, but no one would care. Like, listen to this. Here, look at this video with Joe Biden talking about President Trump saying it was fine people on both sides, blatantly lying. And all of them were involved in it, complicit with it.
He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides.
What did he say when asked? He said there were good people, some good people. On both sides.
They asked what he thought. He said, I thought there were very fine people on both sides. He said he thought there were some fine people on both sides.
But even before Biden launched his campaign, the media was already greasing the runway. in spirit, he's with what he calls the fine people among the ranks of the Nazis.
Very fine people on both sides during Charlottesville.
Him saying there's some fine people among neo-Nazis.
The president of the United States said the people, there were some very fine people.
And you know what? It's a true statement. President Trump said there were fine people on both sides, but he wasn't talking about white supremacists, these Democrat white supremacists. He wasn't talking about these neo-Nazi Democrats, right? He wasn't talking about them at all. He actually condemned them. And they all know this. You know what this is like? You remember when President Trump said, go home, be peaceful, we're the law and order party, January 6th. You notice how they always conveniently leave that information out? The same thing they did with Charlottesville, the same thing they did with J6, the same thing they do with everything. They lie, they take what President Trump says and they twist it for their agenda. We see it happen time and time again, countless times with them. Listen, here's what President Trump said. Listen to this.
They didn't put themselves down as you, and you had some very bad people in that group, but you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue. And I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
They should be condemned totally. Right? They should be condemned totally. Why are they doing this now? Why did Snoop's release this now? Listen to what Jesse Waters saying. You know, Jesse Waters, he's like really the only one that I watch on Fox News. But listen to Jesse Waters as he's wondering the same thing. Why are they doing this right before the debate? Because it's not going to help Joe Biden going into this debate. And I've heard rumor, and y'all can let me know in the chat if you know this, if this is factual or not. But I've heard rumor that allegedly that Snoop's is controlled by George Soros. So if that is true, why in the world would they come out right before this debate, right before the election of our lifetime? Why would they do that now? Because we know Snoop's is completely left leaning. They're the ones that I'm constantly referring to as fake fact checkers. Fascist book use them all the time. So does ScrewTube. Because of Section 230, they can't go out and really block people, but we use these fake fact checkers and they'll do it for us. Then they'll just implement it. Listen to this.
After 7 long years, the Democrats' favorite fact checker has finally admitted what real journalists have known all along. Trump never called neo-Nazis very fine people. Snopes saying in a news conference after the rally protesting the planned removal of a Confederate statue, Trump did say there were very fine people on both sides, referring to the protesters and the counter-protesters. He said in the same statement, he wasn't talking about neo-Nazis and white nationalists, who he said should be condemned totally. Why wait 7 years to admit this was a hoax? Why wait until a week before the Biden-Trump face-off?
You see that? I mean, really. You know, and it also, you can take it off the screen. It also makes me think about, should we believe the fraudulent information that they did when it came to the whole Jack Beep Smith? You remember what Jack Beep Smith did? They actually planted those documents at Mar-a-Lago, but we're supposed to believe that they were just there. There's actually more information that just came out where they said Jack Beep Smith released this photo. Can we split screen it here? Released this photo. And on this photo, is saying that the documents were discovered spilled out on the floor of a closet at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home before law enforcement's search in 2022. This is according to them trying to keep this case going alive. So they released this picture, and if you go see the captions from the tyrants on the left, they're saying that all of this is proof that President Trump was hiding highly classified documents. Well, if these are highly classified documents, why in the world is Jack Beep Smith putting this out where the public can see it? If these are highly classified documents, if this is top national security, Do y'all see the hole in this? Do y'all see the problem here? But we're supposed to go, oh, this is terrible. This is terrible. President Trump had these holidays. And again, what they don't want you to know, he was president. He could declassify anything that he wants to. And at the same time, he has up to 5 years to turn them over to the archives. Because he's not President Trump. I'm willing to bet when President Trump left the White House, he didn't touch a single one of these boxes. The movers moved them. They boxed everything up, put them in the boxes, and they moved them to Mar-a-Lago. He has up to 5 years to turn them over to the archive. But they conveniently, like everything else, they conveniently leave those key details out, and they want to push a narrative that President Trump was trying to sell off highly classified documents to a ghostwriter. Oh, wait a minute. No, that was Joe Biden. Oh, he was trying to use these highly classified documents to make $8 million. Oh, no, wait a minute. That was Joe Biden. See, they conveniently leave out the key details because their cases have no water. The same thing, you can take it off the screen. The case in New York, the whole thing in New York, the only reason why they did that is because they had the votes, and the judge made sure that four jurors had the votes. And the Supreme Court just ruled that they can't do that anymore. Didn't the Supreme Court just ruled that from here on out that you cannot just have four jurors to do that?
Yeah. Says it has to be unanimous.
Has to be unanimous. All 12 of them. Right?
Which I thought was strange because it happened after the case. I thought it was like that already. Yeah.
I thought it was like that already.
Yeah, so did I.
I thought it was like that already. But why not? Okay, when we come back from this break, I got to talk about a laptop. One more time. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50+ UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oil wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure. Elevate your style. Shop now.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, 3 pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So I was just looking through some of the comments. Redneck says Shannon makes it look hot. You make it look hot, Shannon. It's getting hot in here.
What are we talking about?
So take off all your clothes.
No, we're not doing that.
Is that how it goes?
I'm not sure what's happening.
Yeah,
right,
I'm
now
not sure what it is either. Can we put the comments on the screen? TPH14 says, Will, you are the only one who's brought up that Supreme Court ruling 444 is not true ruling and a felony. You know what? I don't know why they're not. It's like that should be classified as a cause of mistrial, too. I don't. It's like, how do these Democrats get away with this? You know, how did they get away with this? You know what? Think about it. If the Republicans did anything remotely close to this, they would be rioting in the streets. Did you know that? They would be rioting in the streets. Before I move on to this, I want to share something else with y'all. Y'all know how the Democrats are, they're kicking and screaming, saying that what happens if President Trump wins this November. Let me ask y'all really quick before I show this, before you put it on the split screen here. What happens if Joe Biden wins come this November? Do you think it's going to be all out violence? Are y'all going to go out and be violent? Be honest with you, I don't think conservative Republican Christians are not going to be violent. We're gonna do like we did all the time in the past. We're gonna hope that some kind of way the truth will come out and they'll fix it, right? That's how we've been in the past. What happened is that the federal government will go full on tyranny, and then it's gonna be somewhat chaos, not because of the people, but because of what the tyrannical government is doing to the people, right? Does that make sense to you? But my question to you: what will the Democrats do when President Trump wins this November? Are they going to be like, well, we'll just get a better person next time? We'll work harder to make sure that we have a candidate that can think, that can walk, that can talk, that can wake up before 7 o'clock in the morning when the country needs it? What do you think the Democrats will do? Do you think there'll be full on violence with them? Me personally, I've said this multiple times. When these tyrants realize that they're not getting what they want, I believe that they're going to call for full-on violence against conservatives, Republicans, Christians, MAGA Republicans. Am I wrong? I'm looking in the comments right now. Am I wrong? I truly believe that this is what they're going to do. I believe that they're going to be so angry, because remember when President Trump won in 2016, what did they do then? They went out and they rioted in the streets. They even convinced children to skip school and protest against President Trump because he won against Hillary Rodham Clinton. They had trans people and BLM attacking people, burning up vehicles when President Trump won. Republicans didn't do that, but they go, oh, but January the 6th. Oh, my goodness, January the 6th. Well, Johnson, January the 6th. Really? January the 6th, no one died as a result of conservatives going up there talking about it, wanting their grievances hurt. No one died. People die all the time. People didn't die a result of January the 6th, as they like to try to say it. Then they realize it. They're putting out the cheap fake news, cheap fake videos when they say that, but no one died. No one even killed anybody that day, except for Ashley Babbitt. And who did that? Nancy Pelosi gave the order to kill. You remember that? Never forget that. That's the only person that died, and it was the left that did it. The left can kill us, and they overlook it. It's like, oh, nothing to see here. Remember that? But I want to share this video with you, and I didn't share this with you yesterday. Look at this, split screen. This dude here, how many of y'all have seen this video? Now, this guy, you know, you're looking at him just right offhand. You know, got some tattoos, got the manly beard going on. You know, white guy, bandana on. You think that he might be a biker. He might be a Trump supporter. But no, not at all. How many of y'all have seen this video? Anybody seen this video? Anybody? The reason why I'm asking that, because I want y'all to listen to what he says in this video. Because they believe that you, as conservative Republicans, those that believe in the Second Amendment, he says that you are not ready. Is this Duck Dynasty? Is this who this is? I mean, it kind of looks like him. I don't think it's him, though. Duck Dynasty, they're conservative, aren't they? Right? Aren't they conservatives? It's not Duck Dynasty, is it? Surely not. I don't think it is. I mean, he got the beard going on like that, but I don't think it is. Okay, for those of you who haven't seen this, watch this. And you need to be, you know how I'm always telling y'all? And a lot of people come. You can complain about not getting a satellite phone now. You can complain about not getting more bullets now. You can complain about not getting more guns now. You can complain about it now. Listen.
If Donald Trump wins, there are going to be a lot of angry people. I can't promise that there won't be some fighting. But if Donald Trump wins and starts trying to implement some of these measures to take away even more rights.
Let me stop it really quick. What rights is President Trump going to take away? This is a dude. So only thing I can possibly think that he's talking about is abortion, killing the unborn child. How dare you take the right away for us to kill these black babies? That's the only thing coming to my mind.
And by the way, even when for a long time that ruling, the Lou Dobbs, you know, when it passed the Supreme ruling, Court, they said that for a long time it wasn't constitutional.
No, it's not constitutional.
And guess what? Nobody stopped it. They said, let the states decide. That's all that's happened.
And you know what? They even said that 80% of America wants to kill the unborn child. 80% of America wants abortion. They know that's not true, but they kept saying it. And now that they're realizing that that no one's believing their lies, they're upset. This dude is angry because there's more black babies being born today. That's the only thing I can make the connection. What freedoms, what rights are you losing because of President Trump? Listen to this, everybody. You need to get ready.
You're not going to want to be around for that fight. I can promise you that. You're not going to want your family to be around for that fight. Because people will die. People will die. You don't know what that is like. I can promise you that. You have no clue what that's like. All you guys want to talk about a civil war. None of you have even been to war, so you don't have a goddamn idea what it's like. So keep thinking that you're ready for it, because I promise you, you're not.
Are you ready for it? Because see, he's saying that you're not. So who is he going to kill first? Who does he know to go kill first? See, now people like Will Johnson. See, I openly tell everyone that I support President Trump. I love America and I believe in our God, Lord Jesus Christ. I have no issues on telling people that. So that I'm pretty sure, because I've received death threats in the past. I have. These people, they do not like the fact that I'm saying the things that I'm saying. They want to kill me because I'm only saying what I'm saying. Not that I physically touched somebody. They want to take me out because they don't want you to hear the truth. So who are they going to kill first? Let me ask you the question. Are you ready? Are you ready? See, this is not the first time that these tyrants come out and talking about that they're wanting to kill Americans. It's not the first time. It's not going to be the last time either. These people are blatantly evil. They're straight up evil. Which brings me to, let me share some of this one with you here. Where is it at? These people are so evil. They want you to believe that your rights are being taken away. And they think that they can come here and scare everyone into believing that you have to do this. It's not here. There's the one with the abortion. I just wanted to share that really quick. Okay, I can't find it. Yeah, let me play some of this really quick. I'm just going to play like 30 seconds of it because I can't stand her either. Right. But this is what he's talking about. This is the only thing he could be referring to, losing rights.
You know, I think everyone remembers where they were when this thought to be leaked opinion was. You found out it was a real opinion. I was at the getting my hair cut, and there's a line of four women at the hairdressers, and everyone in the place said that just can't be true. And 2 years later, oh, we know how true it is. 50 years of freedoms just thrown out the window.
50 years of freedom just thrown out the window. 50 years just thrown out the window. 50 years of killing unborn babies to them is just thrown out the window. You hear that? These people are pure evil. That's what we're dealing with. Evilness, demonic demons.
Meet Frequent Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back. Hey, I believe in having a substantial percentage of my financial future secure with gold and silver. That's why I decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metal Group. They helped me set up a safe, secure, self-direct IRA where I have access to my assets, no matter what the government is doing, no matter what the stock market is doing, for that matter. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metal Group help you protect your family's future. We put together a special offer for the LFA family, for you. Yes, you. Click on the link in the description right here on Rumble or call the special 800 number and you could receive a safe and up to 10,000 in free silver. But you got to call them today. Tell them that you heard it on LFA. Tell them you heard it today on the LFA. You can see it right there at the bottom of the screen. Also, let me tell you about this too. Something I really look at because, man, I'm hurting right now. They are called debt traps. And that debt trap that you're caught in isn't your fault. You didn't cause the inflation. You didn't get the gas prices and the credit card companies to jack up the interest rates, right? You didn't do that. The thing is, that debt trap will destroy your life if you don't get it out now. The only company that I recommend is Done With Debt. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they'll stand between you and the bill collectors. Then they'll negotiate a plan that can get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy and without taking out loans. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive. So you need to contact Done With Debt right now, like today. This couldn't be easier to get a free consultation. Share what you're dealing with and they'll explain a strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. DoneWithDebt.com. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it today. Check it out today. Okay, let me tell y'all about this. You remember the Hunter Biden laptop?
Where's Hunter?
You remember that? Where in the last debate with President Trump, they tried to say President Trump was lying. Joe Biden said President Trump was lying. Said there was 51 different agents. Said that what you're saying, what this guy is saying, remember? He's saying what this guy is saying, he's lying. Remember? Joe Biden said that. And of course, was it Dana Bastian? No, it wasn't Dana Bastian. I can't remember the other lady. Can y'all help me out? I cannot remember the other lady's name that was President Trump was debating during that debate with Joe Biden. Because, you know, it's always against President Trump and who's ever moderating and Joe Biden. It's always like that, just like it will be this time as well. I can't remember her name. But anyways, President Trump brought it up and said the laptop is 100% valid. And they kept saying, no, it's not. No, it's not. It's not valid. It's not valid. It's not true. It's not true. But it was 100% true. And they kept pushing it as
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Russian propaganda. Now that it's all true, that should be one of the things that President Trump should bring up. Listen to this. This guy, what's his name? Burgum? Burgum. He went on the Communist News Network and he was telling them that the laptop was real and President Trump should bring it up.
This is a rematch. And when we had this debate just before the election 4 years ago, Joe Biden looked into the camera and said, that Hunter Biden's laptop was a smear campaign, Russian disinformation, called it garbage. And now we know that none of that is true. And I think this is an opportunity. I think America's waiting. I mean, CNN's got an opportunity to ask tough questions of both these candidates.
Governor, CNN's a big Russian disinformation laptop purveyor. My dad always says, if you got to eat crow, eat it while it's hot. Well, this crow is positively frigid right now. Do they ask about it?
Well, I think they have to. If they don't, I think you can just toss the whole debate out the window and say that it wasn't actually at all moderated in a way that both the candidates were being asked tough questions. And so this is if you were moderating this, Kaylee, I think you'd say this has to be the first question.
Yes.
Because it goes back to the matchup from 4 years ago, and it goes back to a flat out lie to the American people, which is why it's crazy. They're trying to lower expectations. Joe Biden was so good at lying to the American public that they ended up with social media companies and others squashing any story. That is election interference by Joe Biden in 2020.
Election interference. They all knew it. And come to find out, Dana Bash, her husband was one of the 51. Her husband was one of the 51 agents supposedly saying, oh, my goodness, this Russia is Russia.
Russia, Russia,
Russian
Russia.
Disinformation. He was one of the ones lying. Did you have an article on that, Shannon? He was one of the ones lying, saying that the Russian laptop was real. Even what Paul, was it Paul Ryan?
Yeah.
Even Paul Ryan knew that the laptop was real. You know, the guy that's over at Fox News right now?
Yeah, he was actually, he was one of the first ones that got the notice about the laptop
being real.
Yep.
And he said nothing.
And he hid it.
He stayed silent.
Yeah, Ryan is
what a snake.
Yeah.
What a total snake.
They actually said they have emails or something proving that he knew about it from the very beginning.
Total snake. Well, listen to this one. This was on MSDNC when they knew that it was a lie as well.
This looks like Russian intelligence. This walks like Russian intelligence. This talks like Russian intelligence. This effort by Rudy Giuliani and the New York Post and Steve Bannon to cook up supposed dirt on Joe Biden looks like a classic Russian playbook disinformation campaign. That assessment, by the way, is not my assessment. That's the assessment of the Trump intelligence community leadership, who in August of this year put out a statement saying that Andrei Derkach and Russian intelligence were trying to denigrate Joe Biden. And then the next month in September, Steve Mnuchin at the Treasury Department put out a statement saying that Derkach is a known Russian intelligence operative and has been for the last decade. So when the intelligence community goes in and warns Donald Trump that Rudy Giuliani is being worked over by Russian intelligence, and then Rudy Giuliani suddenly comes forward with these mysteriously created emails, probably hacked through a Russian intelligence operation, we have to acknowledge the fact that the President of the United States is supporting, is condoning, is welcoming a Russian intelligence operation in 2020. Nicole, this is collusion in plain sight. We don't need a special counsel. We don't need congressional investigations. The president is acknowledging it and welcoming it with open.
Wow. Do you think MSDNC is going to put out a public apology? Shouldn't President Trump be able to sue them?
I think Giuliani should be able to
sue them. I mean, my goodness, because they did what they did to Giuliani, right? And they say, oh, Giuliani's now broke.
Yeah,
Giuliani should be able to sue MSDNC,
yeah,
the Communist News Network, for defamation because they did this to him.
Yeah, he got sued for defamation in the election and this actually is paying millions of dollars.
Giuliani should have a fat. I mean, whatever they sued him for, he should be able to put it tenfold, 10 times as much.
100%.
If they did Giuliani for $1.5 billion like they did Alex Jones, Giuliani should be able to hit them for $50 billion. That much. It needs to be crushing. This was devastating. They all colluded to hide this information. They knew it was valid. And the very fact that Dana Bash's husband was one of the 51 that Joe Biden was referring to, and now she's going to be a moderator, the same one that sees President Trump as a Hitler figure.
Yeah, the one that he used that letter in the last debate to say Trump was lying.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
So I wonder if President Trump is going to say, do you want to apologize for your husband? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Do you want to apologize for your husband? Do you want to apologize not only to me, but the American people?
The mic
because
will already
you
be off.
Lied.
The mic will already be off before he gets that far.
They'll probably cut him off. They'll be like this. President Trump, okay, here we go. I'm going to play it out. Do you, Dana Bash, want to apologize for telling the American people and your husband being number one of the 51 that I did so-and-so? Your foot's on the thing over. You need to mute your microphone. You need to mute your microphone. Thank you. Okay, because this won't work if they can't hear me. You're like messing up my whole role here. So I'm about to tell you the truth. This is how these. That's exactly how it's going to be. And Mr. President or Donald Trump, you can't say that thing. You can't say that. You can't say that here. And he'd be like, but why not? But you did lie. Your husband lied. Joe Biden lied. Right? That's what they're going to do. They're going to cut his microphone off constantly. We know what's going to happen. We see it coming. I'm just wondering how often they're going to do it. Do you think they're going to call Joe Biden out for his lies? No, not at all. They're going to be silent on that. Why? Because they hate Trump. TDS is a real thing. They need to get vaccinated. They really do. Base America, followed by Roger Stone, right here live on Elevate TV. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.